Welcome, everybody, to our Coaches Football Preview Show. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight. Between the next hour and a half to 2 hours, Tyler Bruner and I are going to sit down with, again, all nine of our area football coaches. Right now, we're going to start the show off this year with Craig Rowetter. He is the new head football coach with the Carroll Tigers. And, Craig, nice to get a chance to catch up with you. Congratulations again on taking over the football program here at Carroll.
Thank you, Jeff. Always great talking to you.
New coach to Carroll as head coach, but not a new coach to Carroll. You've been around this program for a long time. How did the offseason go? How has that transition gone with you being in charge this first year?
Like you said, definitely not new to the program or the area. This has been my 12th year here at Carroll, and previous 10 seasons I was the defense coordinator. So a lot of the things are staying real similar. You know, the staff stayed intact, so that made it pretty easy with the transition. We did shake up just a little bit of position coaches-wise.
Mm-hmm.
We did a little moving and shaking there, but, you know, overall, everybody works pretty good together, kind of knows where we fit, and they've had a really good offseason, especially in the weight room with numbers, and so that's been really encouraging thus far.
What type of numbers do you guys have out this year?
High school level right now, we're in the mid-70s. Really good for us and, you know, our size of the school. Sophomore class is a little bit small, and that just shows the strength of numbers in the other classes. And I know our junior high is really high numbers of football kids too, so in fact we're a little nervous on the number of helmets at that level. Hopefully we got enough for everybody.
What's the focus been on this summer and now this fall and in the first few practices to get the team ready?
Biggest focus that we had when I started was getting in the weight room and getting stronger. That definitely was goal number one. Feeds right along with it was getting the running game going again. You know, we struggled a little bit running the ball the last couple of years. So, and like I said at the beginning of the interview, weight room numbers have been really strong this year, and even previously during camp, and then now during the first couple of weeks, we're still getting our lifts in the morning. And that's building the consistency that we're going to need. And that's what we've shown, too, in these early stages of practice. I think it gets a little monotonous at times, but we're going to keep hammering away at what we do until we can't get it wrong, and then just keep going at that for a little bit longer and, you know, getting really solid in our run game area, and then we'll focus on the rest as we go.
What area coming into the season do you feel like is going to be a strength?
We don't have a lot of experience coming back at the varsity level, but that's not to say we don't have plenty of playmakers. You know, we had some kids get a lot of experience that had a really successful JV season last year, and I think they're going to surprise some people at the varsity level this year. You know, I do think one of our strengths obviously is going to be at running back with Caden Cook. He got some carries last year, primarily played defensive end, but he's had a really good offseason, you know, gotten even stronger than what he was, and he'll be having to tote the rock quite a bit this fall, and then we've actually slid him back to the linebacker position on defense too, so he's going to see the game at a little different angle on defense. He's right up there on the end of the defensive line, but he's been repping some inside linebacker now.
Concerns coming into the year?
Just staying healthy. Even though numbers are really good, the experience factor is limited. So the guys that you got, you want to keep them healthy. And I think that's the concern every year, you know, for everybody. And then probably up front on our offense and defensive lines, just as far as, again, I think it's not that we don't have the capability. I think it's just the experience factor up there. The game moves a lot faster up front at the varsity level than it does at the JV level.
Coach, let's start on the defensive side of the ball. Your front defensive line and linebackers, who are the kids fighting for those spots, and do you feel like you're going to have some depth?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a ton of depth, especially at the interior defensive line. And then, you know, the defensive ends, like I said, we did move Caden Cook back to linebacker just because we think we have some pretty decent defensive ends, led obviously by Tanner Ponto. You know, he was a returning starter from last year. And then Dominic Sims has had a pretty good early practice in camp at another defensive end spot, and even some of the younger guys like Caleb Vanderheiden. You know, and then interior-wise, we got a whole crew. the bad thing about naming names is, you know, you're going to leave off like three or four.
But, yep.
You know, Colton Wheatland's tough on the inside there. We just keep rotating different guys. You have, you know, Dylan DeMay's been in there. Nate Byring's actually had a really good camp. He's not the biggest guy up in the front middle, but he's quick. And then you got Connor Noes, you know, and Nolan Moore is kind of the guy that's toying around to see if he might end up playing a little inside backer instead of in that defensive line too. You know, Trevor Schrader is another bigger body. He might be actually the biggest guy we got up front. But, you know, those are some of the juniors and seniors on that defensive line. And then linebackers, You know, I said we moved Cook back there. And then you got Ethan Lang is kind of a hybrid type guy. He's going to play some outside backer and then could play some safety too. Gus Collison returns from last year's defense. Really got some good sophomores on the defensive side at linebacker, guys with a lot of potential. With like Cooper Ludwig, Tate Schleisman, you know, those two are the first two that jump out. And deciding where we want to put Peyton Wardell and Chase Regaler, a couple other sophomores that were kind of trying to decide exactly where they fit in, but that's kind of the linebackers in a nutshell there.
Do you like what the secondary looks like right now?
I mean, we're a little thin at the secondary. And that's what, you know, we graduated 2 3-year starters at corner last year.
Yep.
So that we didn't have a lot of thinking to do the last few years because with Christensen and Feldman, it was kind of plug and play back there. But yeah, we got Remy Richardson has had an outstanding offseason, starting with the track in the spring. You know, he's done he got one school record on one of the relays during the track season, ran down at the state track meet. So he's had a really good offseason and really works hard. He'll definitely be in the mix in the secondary there. You know, you got all the speed with Zach Dirks. Nick Mackey is another one that can kind of rotate in back there. And we'll probably be senior-led in the secondary, but not a whole lot of returning experience back there.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. We'll start with the skill guys in the backfield. McKellen Jones has been your quarterback, graduated. Who's sliding into that role? And you mentioned Caden Cook probably going to be the workhorse in the backfield. Who else might get some carries?
So Ethan Lang will probably the projected guy right now. Jack White, also his junior. You know, he's looked solid, too, all the way through camp and early practice. But, you know, if the season started today, Ethan Lang would be the starter at quarterback. Cook at running back was kind of a given, I think. I don't think that would surprise a whole lot of people. Jaira Galagos, he's right there, probably in the mix for the number two spot, along with Cooper Ludwig. Those kind of guys, those two are pretty much neck and neck. In fact, Jaira is another one I don't think I threw in on the other side in the linebacker mix. But but yeah, so Jaira and Cooper are probably right now running in that 2-3 spot at running back.
Wide receivers, tight ends, feel comfortable about the pass catchers?
And that's where I think as much as we're focusing on the run game, yeah, I think we really have the ability to hit some explosive plays with Zach Dirks and Nick Mackey and Remy Richardson on the outside. That'll be the nice thing, I think, with trying to establish that run game. Is once that gets going, you know, those guys are not short in the speed department. So if we can hit one on the outside or on a deep route, they have the ability to go the distance anytime they touch the ball. You know, in the tight end spot, we've kind of mixed and matched. What you get every year, you get your linemen that think they all can catch all of a sudden when they hear there's a tight end available, so they try going there. But, you know, Gus Collison's been repping at tight end along with Tanner Ponto. Evan Hammer, another young guy that he's looked really good, especially catching the ball. You know, he's a tall 6'3", 6'4". I'm not sure where. I know he's a lot taller than me anyway, but that doesn't take much either. But he can go up and get the ball. You know, and Nolan Moore has actually been rotating some at tight end and Dominic Sims too.
Coach, you mentioned depth on the defensive line. Does that depth transfer over to the offensive side of the ball up front?
Yeah, it's the same, you know, kind of the same guys up there, Colton Wieland and Everett Sampson. You know, I think Everett was another one I missed on the defensive line. Everett and Colton kind of taken over the guard positions. You know, Todd Sheeter and Nate Byron have been working at center, and then the tackles at least two deep there as well on both sides with Dylan DeMay, Connor Noes, Schrader, and Vander Heiden can play, you know, guard or tackle. And that was the goal, you know, at the beginning of camp and even still to this point.
Hopefully you got your cooler packed for the road trips this year. The district, you're heading a long way, a lot of Northwest Iowa trips. When you saw the district, what did you think, and what are you thinking of the district right now?
Yeah, that first thought was probably to find a timeshare up in South Dakota somewhere. that'd been the first thought. You know, we've played a couple of those teams before. We've seen Boyden-Hall Rock Valley a couple of my first years here. You know, I saw MOC once in the playoffs, my first year calling defense, I believe. You know, there's not going to be a night off with, you know, Boyden-Hall was in the semifinals last year, Sioux Center. I think their only two losses of the year were to two teams in the semifinals, if not the finals. It was 2A last year. You know, Sergeant Bluff is always tougher than nails up there, too. So
yep.
It's definitely not going to be any cakewalks, that's for sure.
What are you hoping to take away from this first season?
I just think as long as we're getting better, you know, every time out, there's no quick fix to anything, and we're just going to keep working each game at a time and make sure we're improving. I mean, the the wins and losses will take care of themselves. But, you know, I've kind of preached that since we started camp too, that, you know, the program comes first, and that's what we're going to focus on, you know, above any individual, and make sure everything's going the way it needs to go, and everything usually takes care of itself after that.
Craig, it's going to be fun working with you in a different capacity this year. I know you've joined us a couple of times for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, so looking forward to it. Congratulations again on becoming the head coach here at Carroll, and best luck this coming season.
You bet. Looking forward to it. Go Tigers.
Head coach Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers, back with more of the Football Coaches Preview Show here on KCIM.